जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुनतीरावणचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत सह श्री हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत सह श्री हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Reading from ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीर्वुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 26, Chapter 6. It's yesterday's verse, na? Okay. Text number 30. సహస్రయుగ పర్యంతే ఉత్థాయేదం సిసృక్షతః మరీచిమిశ్రా ఋషయ ప్రాణేభ్యోహం చ జజ్ఞిరే. సహస్రయుగ పర్యంతే ఉత్థాయేదం సిసృక్షతః మరీచిమిశ్రా ఋషయ ప్రాణేభ్యోహం చ జజ్ఞిరే. సహస్రయుగ పర్యంతే ఉత్థాయేదం సిసృక్షతః మరీచిమిశ్రా ఋషయ ప్రాణేభ్యోహం చ జజ్ఞిరే. మరీచిమిశ్రా ఋషయ ప్రాణేభ్యోహం చ జజ్ఞిరే. సహస్రయుగ పర్యంతే ఉత్థాయేదం సిసృక్షతః మరీచిమిశ్రా ఋషయ ప్రాణేభ్యోహం చ జజ్ఞిరే. మాతాజీ, సహస్రయుగ పర్యంతే ఉత్థాయేదం చ సిసృక్షతః మరీచిమిశ్రా ఋషయ వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ సహస్ర 1000 యుగ 43 lakh ఇయర్స్ పర్యంతే అట్ ద ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ద డ్యూరేషన్ ఉత్థాయ హ్యావింగ్ ఎక్స్పైర్డ్ ఇదం దిస్ సిసృక్షతః డిజైర్డ్ టు క్రియేట్ అగైన్ మరీచి మిశ్రా రిషీస్ లైక్ మరీచి ఋషయః ఆల్ ద రిషీస్ ప్రాణేభ్యః అవుట్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ సెన్సెస్ అహం ఐ చ ఆల్సో జగ్నిరే అపియర్డ్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. Translation: after 4,300,000,000 years, solar years, when Brahma awoke to creation, awoke to create again by the will of the Lord, all the rishis like Marichi, Angira, Atri, and so on were created from the transcendental body of the Lord, and I also appeared along with them. Purport: the duration of a day in the life of Brahma is 4,320,000,000 solar years. This is stated also in the Bhagavad Gita. So for this period, Brahmaji rests in Yoga Nidra within the body of the Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, the generator of Brahma. Thus, after the sleeping period of Brahma, when there is again creation by the will of the Lord, through the agency of Brahma, all the great rishis again appear from the different part of the transcendental body, and Narada also appears. This means that Narada appears in the same transcendental body just as a man awakes from sleep in the same body. Sri Narada is eternally free to move in all parts of the transcendental and material creations of the Almighty. He appears and disappears in his own transcendental body, which is without distinction of body and soul, unlike conditioned beings. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadatisva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we are reading from the first canto, chapter 6, towards the end of the Narada Vyasadev conversation. Narada Muni is saying here, Sahasra Yuga Pariyante. So Yuga normally refers to, you can refer to Kali Yuga or Dwapar Yuga, Treta Yuga, Satya Yuga. But in this verse, the word Yuga refers to the four yugas put together. It means one Chatur Yuga. I'd say Prabhupada, in the word-to-word translation, he says that Yuga refers to 43 lakh years. Means it refers to the four yugas put together. Sahasra Yuga Pariyante. Pariyante means at the end of the 1000 Chatur Yugas, which is the we can say at the end of the Brahma's night time, because Brahma's daytime is 1000 Chatur Yugas, Brahma's night time is 1000 Chatur Yugas. So Sahasra Yuga Pariyante means at the end of the Brahma's night time or at the beginning of the Brahma's daytime. Sahasra Yuga Pariyante Uttaya. So Brahma got up from his sleep. Idam Sisrikshataha. Sisrikshataha refers to Brahma. And that Brahma who desired to create this world again. Srashtum Icha. Sisrikshataha. Who desired to create again. Create what? Idam. So Idam refers to the three worlds. Because at the end of Brahma's night time, there is annihilation. So Brahma desired to create again. Uttaya idam sisrikshataha. Marichi mishra rishayaha. Prane byoham cha jagnire. So here Narada says that pranebhya, prana refers to the, generally it refers to life here, which is going within the, is moving within the body. But specifically in this verse, pranebhya refers to the different indriyas of Brahma. Are the different bodily parts of Brahma. Therefore, Prabhupada translates us out of his senses. The word-to-word translation. So, Marichi Mishra. So, Marichi is the name of a sage. Mishra is a honorary way of actually addressing a person. In order to address a very respectable person, anytime the word Mishra is added, Mandana Mishra, Pradyumna Mishra, like that. So, Marichi Mishra, Rishayaha, the sages headed by Marichi and other sages who are very respectable, Pranebhya Aham Cha Jagnire. So, Aham, Narada Muni is referring to himself. Aham Cha Jagnire. So, Jagnire means we were created or appeared. So, at the end of the 1000 Chaturyugas, Brahma awoke from his sleep and Marichi and other sages and I myself appeared from the senses of Brahma, Pranebhyoham, who is Sisrikshataha, who desired to create the universe again. Who desired to create this universe again. So, in fact, we'll see, one of the commentators, he mentions that, in regards to the sages headed by Brahma, Marichyadinam Brahma Kalpad Anuvrittanam Samprati Supta Prabuddhata Iva Janmochate. So the Marichi and other sages, their life extends beyond the Kalpa of Brahma. So every day of Brahma is called as a Kalpa. Suppose in Brahma's 1 month, there are 30 days are there. Each day is called by a different Kalpa. Brahma Kalpa, Padma Kalpa, there are different names are there. So, Brahma Kalpad Anuvrittanam, that means these sages headed by Marichi, their life is beyond the Kalpa of Brahma, beyond 1 day of Brahma. So therefore, these sages, in one sense, they were manifested again. The same sages, they were manifested again on the in the starting of the next day of Brahma. Because their lifespan extends beyond 1 day of Brahma. But on the other hand, what about Narada Muni? So the Narada Muni, what is Narada Muni's lifespan? One may wonder about Narada Muni. So, both Jiva Goswami and this Vamshidhara, they mentioned that Sarveshu Vaikunteshu Sarveshu Kaleshu Cha Shri Naradasya Nityata Shruyate. Narada Muni, he exists, he resides in all the Vaikuntha planets at all times. Narada Muni is eternally present in all the Vaikuntha planets in all the universes, in all times. One may wonder, how is it possible? But here it is explained that Narada is saying that I appeared or I was created by Lord Brahma. But the Acharyas are saying that Narada is present in all the Vaikunthas in all times. So they say that Tata yadyapi yetan na gatate tathapi nitya shri naradasya rupadikam praptam mahabhagadeyam jiva vishesham avalambya gateti iti. Because Narada Muni is a very special jiva. Because he is a very high ranking jiva. He is a very special jiva. He is present in all the Vaikuntha planets and he is present in all times. Therefore, if we carefully notice in the Prabhupada's translation, Prabhupada says that Marichi, Atri and other sages were created from the transcendental body of the Lord. Actually, body of the Lord is here refers to Brahma. And I also appeared along with them. So he is not, although the verb Jagnire is a common verb for all the sages and also Narada Muni, but Prabhupada, when he is translating, he is actually making a differentiation. He is saying that the sages were created from the transcendental body of the Lord, but Narada Muni, I appeared along with them. So these sages were also, their lifespan extends beyond the day of Brahma. They were actually manifest, just like Supta Prabuddhata Iva. Supta Prabuddhata Iva means like we go to sleep in the night and the next day we get up in the morning. Similarly, these sages, they went to sleep when Brahma's daytime ended. And then when the Brahma's nighttime got over, they got up from the sleep. The same personality, they got up from the sleep. Because these sages, their lifespan extends beyond the day of Brahma. But Narada Muni, so Narada Muni's appearance, in fact, in the, I think the previous purport also is explained. Narada Muni's appearance is just like Krishna appears in this world as a Devaki Putra. Krishna is eternal, but he appears in different incarnations by taking different father and mother. He appears as Devaki Putra, as Dasharatha Putra. Similarly, Narada Muni appears in this world. So Narada Muni is eternal. And Veera Raghava Acharya mentions one small additional point. He says that there are two types of creation. One is the Samashti creation, another is the Vyashti creation. Samashti creation means creating something in totality. Vyashti creation means creation of individual entities. So here, because Brahmaji is actually creating the individual sages, so he says that this is the Vyashti creation, is part of the Vyashti creation. And later in the third canto, 12th chapter, there is reference for how the different sages and Narada Muni appeared from the different bodily parts of Brahma. Marichi Mishra Rishayaha Pranebhyoham. So from the different senses, bodily parts of Brahma, different sages and Narada Muni appeared. There it is explained that Marichi Atri Angirasau Pulastraya Pulaha Kratuhu Brugur Vasishto Dakshascha Dashamastatra Naradaha. So Mari, the 10 sons of Brahma. So Brahma, after the Rudras were created from Brahma, after Rudras appeared from in between the two eyelids of Brahma, and Brahmaji became angry, the four Kumaras refused to follow Brahma's order. That time Rudra appeared. He tried to control his anger, but from his anger, in between the eyebrows, the Lord Shiva appeared, Rudras. So after that, Brahmaji creates these 10 sons. Marichi, Atri, Angira, Pulastya, Kratu, Brugu, Vashishta, Daksha, and the 10th son is Narada. And Prabhupada explains that Narada Muni, at last Brahma created his worthy son, Narada, who is the supreme spiritual master of all the transcendentalists. So Brahmaji knew very well that without devotional service to the Lord, there is hardly any benefit for the conditioned souls. And that personality, that son who is going to propagate devotional service is Narada Muni. and the other sons, they were going to propagate the path of karma kanda. They were going to propagate the path of fruitive activities, karma yoga. The other sons headed by Marichi, Daksha, Atri, Pulastya, Pulaha. So they were going to propagate the path of fruitive activities. And the four Kumaras, they were also sons of Brahma. And they will propagate the path of Jnana Kanda, Jnana Marga. And Narada Muni is interested with the duty of the service of propagating devotional service. And therefore Prabhupada explains there, only the transcendental loving service of the Lord can deliver the real goal of life. And therefore the service rendered by Sriman Narada Muni is the highest among all the sons of Brahma. So these sons of Brahma, they emanated from the different bodily parts of Brahma. Utsargan Narado Jagye. So Narada Muni appeared from the Utsanga, from the lap of Brahma. Or another place it is translated as Narada Muni appeared from the deliberation of Brahma. So lap is a place of affection. Lap is a place of affection. So Narada Muni appeared from the most affectionate bodily part of Brahma. He appeared from the lap of Brahma. Because of Narada Muni's special position as the devotee of the Lord. And the other sons, like Daksha appeared from the thumb. Vasishtha was born from Brahma's breathing. Bhrigu appeared from Brahma's skin. Kratu appeared from his hand. Pulasti appeared from Brahma's ears. Angira appeared from his mouth. They are described from how they appeared from the different bodily parts of Brahma. Again, Prabhupada explains that Narada was the best deliberation of Brahma because Narada was able to deliver the Supreme Lord to anyone he liked. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be realized by any amount of Vedic knowledge or any number of penances, but a pure devotee can deliver the Supreme Lord by his will. The word Narada means one who can give the Supreme Lord to anybody. Or Narada means one who can actually give the path of Bhakti Yoga by which a living entity can connect with the Supreme Lord in different relationships. In Sakya Rasa or in Dasya or Vatsalya or Madhurya. So, and in fact, the similar points were in the second canto, 9th chapter also. Second canto, 9th chapter, when Narada Muni approaches Brahma and asks certain questions. So that comes in the second canto, 5th chapter. But second canto, 9th chapter, at the end it is described that in what situation that Narada Muni approached Brahma. So it's explained that Tam Narada Priyatama Riktadanam Anuvrata Shushrushamana Shilena Prashrayena Damena Cha Mayam Vividishan Vishnur Mayeshasya Mahamunihi Mahabhagavato Rajan Pitaram Paryatoshayat. So here it is explained that Narada is the Priyatama, he is the dearmost son of Brahma. Riktadanam refers to son, but specifically the meaning of the word Riktadanam means one who inherits the property of the father. So there are different properties of Brahma, but Narada Muni inherited the property called as Bhakti Yoga from Brahma. The four Kumaras inherited Jnana Yoga, and the other sages headed by Daksha, Marichi and others, they headed the property called as Karma Yoga. So in every Vaishnava Sampradaya, the Acharyas, they have left behind certain properties. So normally when you talk about So in a family, a father leaves behind certain property, and the sons inherit that property. After the father leaves, many times we find that there is sometimes a competition or a feeling of insecurity about who will inherit which property. A certain amount of property is there, and there are, suppose, certain two sons or three sons and certain, say, two daughters and this one. Then, so the property is divided among them. So there is a feeling that who will get which property, who will get which house. But in the case of the property left forth by the Vaishnava Acharyas, what is the property left forth by the Vaishnava Acharyas? The property is the books written by them, or the path given by them. So in the case of a material property, everybody cannot own the whole property. It has to be divided among the different sons. But in the case of the property left for the Vaishnava Acharyas, it is equally available for all the living entities who come in contact with that particular Vaishnava Sampradaya, who come and actually take shelter of that those Acharyas. So Narada Muni inherited the dearmost son of Brahma, and he inherited the property of Bhakti Yoga. And Anuvrata, he was very devoted to his father, and Shushrushamana, he was very obedient to his father. And that Narada Muni, who is Mahamuni, who is a great sage, and Mahabhagavata, who is a great devotee, Mayam Vividishan Vishnur, desiring to understand the Maya potency of the Lord, desiring to understand the mercy of the Lord, desiring to understand the Maya potency of the Lord, what did Narada Muni do? Pariyatoshayat. He satisfied his father by Shilena Prashrayena Damena Cha, by his proper conduct, respect and sense control. So we can see that in the case of inheriting the property of Bhakti Yoga, or learning the science of Bhakti Yoga, this science cannot be learnt simply by paying some money. Prabhupada mentioned the same point here, that one cannot learn Bhakti Yoga simply by paying some money to the schoolmaster. Okay, I will pay this much and you teach me this thing. So this science of Bhakti Yoga can be learnt by satisfying the Guru by service, by proper behavior. And that's what is explained. That Shilena Prashrayena Damena Cha. He satisfied Brahma and then he actually learnt. So therefore, Prabhupada explains that, very beautifully explains this. Simply by becoming an expert grammarian also, one cannot learn the science of Bhakti Yoga. So one has to satisfy the Guru by service and then one can learn Bhakti Yoga. Further it is explained that Tushtam Nishamya Pitaram Lokanam Prapitamaham Devarishi Pariprachya Bhavanyam Manuprachyati. And Tushtam Nishamya, when Narada Muni saw that his father is satisfied with his service, then Narada Muni Pariprachya, he asked, what you asked to me? Narada Muni asked him, what you have asked me? So this verse is spoken by Shukadeva Goswami to Parishit Maharaj. So Parishit Maharaj asked two questions to Shukadeva Goswami in the second canto, fourth chapter, about the process of creation. So Shukadeva Goswami is saying that after Narada Muni satisfied Brahma, he asked the same questions which you have asked me. So we can see that in the parampara line, the same message is repeated by the different members, different acharyas, the gurus in the parampara line. And the same questions are also asked by the different disciples. The questions asked by Parishit Maharaj to Shukadeva Goswami, the same questions were asked by Narada Muni to Brahma. The questions which were asked by Vidura to Maitreya, the same questions were asked by Shaunakadi Rishi to Suta Goswami. The same questions were asked by Parishit Maharaj to Shukadeva Goswami. So there is a consistency in the questions asked by the hearers as well as the consistency in the message given by the teachers to the disciples. So that is, we can see in the parampara line. Of course, in the every member, every guru in the parampara line, he presents that message in a way that the particular audience in front of him can understand. A mother may eat rice, dal, chapati, sabji and different sweets. But when it comes to feeding the baby, she gives her own breast milk. She may eat different eatables, but she gives what the baby can actually drink, what the baby can digest. But essentially, the same food is in a transformed form. So there is a consistency in the questions asked by the hearers as well as by the teachers. So therefore, the spiritual master's satisfaction is the means of assimilating knowledge. One cannot understand the transcendental knowledge simply by becoming a grammarian. So we can see that how in this section of the second canto also, Narada Muni is mentioned as the dearmost son of Brahma because he inherited the bhakti yoga from Brahmaji. And I'll talk more about Narada Muni the rest of the class. So Narada Muni is such a personality. Narada Muni is considered as the father of devotional service. Narada Muni had the ability to deal with diverse varieties of people. He actually taught Bhagavata Dharma to Prahlad Maharaj, who was in the womb of Payadu. And he taught Bhakti Yoga to Dhruva Maharaj, who was a small child. And he taught Bhakti Yoga to Haryashwas and Savalashwas, who are young people. And he taught Bhakti Yoga to Chitraketu Maharaj and his entire family. Like the whole congregation, we can say. Congregation preaching, youth preaching or children preaching. And Narada Muni taught Bhakti Yoga to people in a very important positions. Like Prachina Barishad was the king. Chitraketu Maharaj was the king. And Narada Muni taught Bhakti Yoga to Vyasadeva, who was a great scholar, who was the compiler of all the Vedic literatures. And Narada Muni taught Bhakti Yoga to personalities like Mrigari and Valmiki, who were half killing the animals. He was into prison ministry, you can say. And Narada Muni taught Bhakti Yoga to like even Kayadu. Kayadu was a wife of Hiranyakashipu. So such a wide range of actually personalities. Normally we may be comfortable dealing with certain kind of audience, people in a particular age group. So nowadays you can advertise courses that you have designed a course. You can advertise on Facebook. I want to advertise for those people who have iPhone 13 or who have iPhone 12. I heard from somebody. You can advertise, you can, if you want to target people in a particular status of the society, you can actually advertise courses only for them. So many times we may be comfortable dealing with a particular age group of people or particular people from a particular section. But Narada Muni is such a versatile personality, he could deal with such diverse varieties of people.
And this is contrasting with Narada Muni's travels, which is described earlier in this chapter. Narada Muni traveled to so many different places. He traveled to cities and villages and forests. And he experienced such varieties of situation. And Narada Muni says that, I did not have surprise or fear in seeing those surprising and fearsome things. When he went to the forest, he saw some very terrible cobras. And he went to the cities, he saw advanced civilization, facilities, etc. And I did not have surprise or fear in seeing those surprising and fearsome things, because my mind was absorbed in tasting the sweetness of the Lord at that time. So Narada Muni, he actually, because as a sannyasi, one of the duty of a sannyasi is to travel. According to Niti Shastra, it is said that flowing water and a moving sadhu don't get contaminated. If the water becomes stagnant, if a sadhu does not travel, they become contaminated. Normally, a grahastha is supposed to stay at a particular place, but a sannyasi is supposed to travel. And suppose if a sadhu cannot travel, he should get married to the Bhagavatam. That is what Prabhupada says in that purport. That if a person cannot travel like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Narada Muni, one should actually sit down in a place and read the literatures written by the six Goswamis. So we see that Narada Muni, because he actually experienced such diversities in Lord's creation, he could also deal with the diverse varieties of people. So many times, there is one thinker who mentioned that those who are not experienced diversities in their life, they will find it difficult to deal with the diversities, and they cannot create communities. Because in a community, there will be varieties of people, diverse varieties of people, old people, young people, children will be there. So therefore, because Narada Muni went to so many different parts of the Lord's creation, but his mind was absorbed in the Lord, and that travel created such a maturity that he could actually deal with diverse varieties of people. He would understand their mindset and teach bhakti yoga according to their mindset, according to their level. I'll discuss something regarding that. Another point about Narada Muni, there is another very beautiful phrase which is described about Narada Muni in the fourth canto. Sura Asura Idya. So Narada Muni is a person who is respected by both the Suras and Asuras, by the demons as well as by the Devatas. To have such a character, to be trusted by both the Devatas as well as by the Asuras, it requires great transparency and integrity. And that is why Prabhupada says that not even the demons envy Narada Muni, therefore he is equally worshipped both by the demons and by the demigods. A perfect Vaishnava's position should be just like Narada Muni's, completely independent and unbiased, to gain the trust of both the demons as well as the demigods. So Narada Muni, when he was teaching Bhakti Yoga, one of the quality of a teacher, or a teaching means what? Teaching means Parakaya Praveshanam. Parakaya Praveshanam is actually one of the mystic siddhis. You get the ability to enter into the body of another living entity and actually experience whatever. You enter into the body of another living entity, but you act your own mind, actually. Shankaracharya, in order to debate on Shringara Rasa with Mandan Mishra's wife, he entered into the dead body of a king. And then he experienced Shringara Rasa, and then he debated on the topic of Shringara Rasa. So Parakaya Praveshanam, teaching is also like Parakaya Praveshanam. It means you enter into the mind of the another person, the mind of the student, and see from his point of view, will the student understand the concept if I present in this way? Will the student assimilate this concept if I present in this way? Or do I have to change something? So therefore, teacher in one sense has to possess this mystic siddhi. Not literally, that means he should see from the student's point of view. And Narada Muni, such an expert teacher, he could actually, like, if you see when he was preaching to the Hariyashwas were young and intelligent and very sharp. And Narada Muni just spoke only one shloka, one Kuta shloka. Kuta shloka is a very shloka, it's like an enigmatic shloka. And then he just left. Hariyashwa just understood that one shloka, the meaning of that shloka on their own, and then they dedicated themselves for actually practicing bhakti yoga in the path of renunciation. And Narada Muni, when he went to Savalashwas, the brothers of Hariyashwas, who are the next set of sons created by Daksha, Narada Muni just told that, why don't you just follow in the footsteps of your brothers? Because Savalashwas, he could understand that these Savalashwas have great affection for their elder brothers. He just told one sentence, why don't you just follow in the footsteps of your brothers? And he just left. And Savalashwas, they followed in the footsteps of their brothers, and they also attained perfection practicing bhakti yoga in the path of renunciation. And just like Prabhupada, in one sense, Narada Muni just spoke bodily affection. Just follow in the footsteps of your brothers. Like Prabhupada also told that, like, what is the use of being an American if you cannot do something wonderful for Lord Chaitanya? Mahaprabhu said that, if you have taken birth in the Bharat Varsha, you should perfect your life and also do paropakar to others. And Krishna addressed Arjuna in so many ways in relation to the body. In relation to the body as Bharata, Kaunteya, Bharata Sattama. Similarly, Narada Muni just tried to awaken Savalashwas with their bodily affection towards their brothers. And through that, he inspired them to take up bhakti yoga. And Narada Muni, he again exhibited this Parakaya Praveshanam when at the end of speaking the Prahlad Maharaj story, Yudhishthira Maharaj was thinking in his mind, oh, Prahlad Maharaj is so great that the Lord appeared personally for Prahlad Maharaj, but we are actually such inferior devotees, we are so fallen. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was actually thinking like that. And Narada Muni could understand the feelings of Yudhishthira Maharaj, and he said, Yuyam Rloke Bataburi Bhaga Lokam Punana Munayo Biyanti Yesham Grihana Vasatiti Sakshat Gudam Param Brahma Manushya Lingam. You Pandavas are most fortunate in this world, and sages who purify the planets come and visit your houses because the Supreme Brahman personally resides in your houses in a human form. So Narada Muni is encouraging. In fact, it's not simply encouragement. He's actually telling the fact. And by telling the fact, he's encouraging. The Supreme Brahman is personally residing in your house. And therefore, the sages normally would not actually come to associate with the kings, who would keep the royalty at a distant place. But the sages, they actually come to your place and stay in your palace because the Supreme Brahman personally resides in your place. So Narada Muni, understanding the feelings of Yudhishthira Maharaj, he speaks this. Vasudev, when he is glorifying Narada Muni, Vasudev says, Bhagavan Bhavato Yatra Swastaye Sarva Dehinam Kripananam Yata Pitrur Uttama Shloka Vartmanam. Vasudev said that your visit, like that of a father to his children, is for the benefit of all living beings, both for the wretched among men and also for the devotees. So Narada Muni is such a personality, he can actually benefit the most sinful people, the wretched among the human beings, and he can also benefit the highly elevated devotees. For example, personalities like Mrigari and Valmiki, they were half killing the animals. They were not even sensitive to the pains of those animals. But Narada Muni's association benefited them. And Narada Muni began with the ABCD. He's in fact something below ABCD. Instead of killing, half killing, why don't you just kill the animals fully? Like he was just bringing them from minus to zero, we can say. Instead of just killing, half killing, just at least kill the animals fully. So he was dealing with the most wretched among the men and he elevated them. Valmiki Rishi became the compiler of Ramayana. When Narada Muni taught to people like Prachetas, and Prachetas were such elevated devotees, they directly got darshan of Krishna after performing 10,000 years of austerities, and then they became kings and ruled for 10,000 years. And then when they retired, and Narada Muni comes, and Narada Muni speaks to them, the very first verse he says is that, Tajjanma Tani Karmani Tad Ayusha Tan Mano Vachaha Ninam Yenahi Vishwatma Sevyate Haririshwaraha. When a living entity engages in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord, who the Supreme Controller, his birth, all his fruitive activities, his lifespan, his mind and his words are all factually perfect. So the Narada Muni, he begins his instruction to Mrigari by saying, yes, kill the animals fully. But to the Prachetas, he says that however a person may be so perfect in his discharge of fruitive activities, he might have undergone all the purificatory rituals, everything. But if he does not come to the point of devotional service, then it is actually incomplete. So Narada Muni is condemning this. So Narada Muni, we can see that Narada Muni benefited the most wretched among men like Mrigari and also the most elevated among people like Prachetas. And his association benefited the most elevated like Vasudev, the eternal associate of Krishna, the eternal father of Krishna. And that is why, just like Krishna Katha, Nivritta Tarushair Upagiya Manat, Babau Shada Shrotra Manobi Ramat, Ka Uttama Shloka Gunanu Vadat, Puman Virajeta Vina Pashugnat. So Krishna Katha is like a medicine for the sadhakas, and it is also, even the materialistic people, they take pleasure in Krishna Katha. They also take pleasure in Krishna's stories. Krishna Katha, because Krishna's stories involve so many adventure, romance, and so many things. Even the materialistic people, they make money by singing different songs or playing different, Krishna serial. For them also it is attractive. And Krishna Katha is released by those who are pure devotees. So just like Krishna Katha is attractive for all kinds of people, similarly, Krishna's devotee like Narada Muni, his association benefits the most wretched among men and also the most highly elevated people like Prachetas, Vasudev. When Mahabharata describes Narada Muni, and Mahabharata describes in such detail about Narada Muni's qualities, especially Bhagavatam describes Narada Muni as the greatest teacher of Bhakti Yoga. And Mahabharata describes Narada Muni how he is so learned in various departments of knowledge. Narada Muni was learned in the Puranas. He is learned in the Itihasas, Upanishads. Narada Muni is learned in the Nyaya. He is learned in the six Vedangas. Shiksha, Kalpa, Vyakarana, Nirukta, Chanda, Jyotisha. Narada Muni is learned in Aikya, Sanyoga, Samavaya. Narada Muni is learned in Niti Shastra. He is a Trikala Darshi. And Narada Muni is learned in, he can understand the different aspects of the Raja Niti, the six aspects of Raja Niti. And Narada Muni is so elevated that he can even argue with personalities like Brihaspati. He can actually debate with even such knowledgeable persons like Brihaspati. And he is learned in the aspects of Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. And Narada Muni is learned in Yoga Shastra, Sankhya Shastra. And he can actually, he has the ability to arouse Vairagya both in the Devatas as well as the Asuras. And Narada Muni is actually learned in Sandhi and Vigraha, how to bring unity among people, how to also create dissension among the people. And he can understand the different strengths and weaknesses of the enemies. And Narada Muni is learned in, he is learned in the science of warfare, as well as he is expert in singing music. Like what a wide varieties of expertise actually. And there are so many qualities are explained. And in this way, Narada Muni is such a personality that if he can, he's not only learned in Bhakti Yoga, he's learned in almost all aspects of Vedic knowledge. It's explained that no aspect of knowledge, Narada Muni is not repulsive to any aspect of knowledge. And there is one beautiful verse in which Narada Muni, when he is instructing the Prachetas, he says, Dayaya sarva bhuteshu santushtya yena kenava sarvendriyopa shantyacha tushyatyashu janardhanah. Narada Muni is saying that the quickest way to please the Supreme Lord is by showing compassion to the living entities. Dayaya sarva bhuteshu. But in order to show compassion to the living entities, one has to be satisfied in any situation. Santushtya yena kenava. But in order to be satisfied in any situation, one's senses should be controlled. Sarvendriya upashantyacha. But one's senses can be controlled only when one's mind is fixed on Krishna. And tushyat ashu janardana, this is the quickest way to please Krishna, to show compassion to the living entities. That is why when Narada Muni, when he came to the forest and meditated upon the Lord appeared and then immediately the Lord disappeared. And Narada Muni was again putting his effort to again see the form of the Lord, but he couldn't, although he put so much of effort, he couldn't again see the form of the Lord. But the Lord spoke to Narada Muni that in this life you will not be able to see me again because you are not yet completely pakva, you are not yet completely mature. Different reasons are mentioned. One reason is given is that because the Lord wanted to increase the eagerness of Narada Muni, therefore the Lord disappeared. Another reason explained is that the Lord said that because you are not yet completely mature, therefore you will not be able to see again in this life. So there was some, we can say, some incompleteness in Narada Muni, or some contamination, we cannot use the word contamination, some incompleteness. So Prabhupada writes in that purport, Narada Muni was somewhat attached to the mode of goodness in the forest. He wanted to just meditate on the Lord in the peaceful atmosphere of the forest, the peaceful atmosphere of the Sattva Guna in the forest. But the Lord wanted Narada Muni even to go beyond that mode of goodness. Lord wanted Narada Muni to become a worldwide or a universe-wide preacher. But at that time, Narada Muni was somewhat attached to meditating on the Lord in the peaceful atmosphere of that forest. So therefore, Lord said that you are not yet completely mature. And therefore, Narada Muni eventually, he became more perfect, more and more perfect. He became a worldwide preacher dedicated to teaching Bhakti Yoga. And therefore, that realization which Narada Muni got, we can see that is coming in his teachings to Prachetas, when he says that the quickest way to please the Lord is to actually help others to bring come close to him. And Narada Muni, I'll just stop with this. Narada Muni's humility, it comes in the 7th canto. When Narada Muni is describing the demons like Sishupal, he says that Yata Vairanu Bandena Martyastan Mayatam Yat Natata Bhakti Yogena Itime Nishchita Matihi. One cannot achieve such intense absorption in thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as one can through enmity towards him. That is my opinion. He says, like, this Sishupal is much elevated than me because the absorption of Sishupal in Krishna, I cannot attain such absorption in Krishna like Sishupal. Therefore, I consider the demons like Sishupal to be better than me. So here is the Narada Muni's vision as a Mahabhagavata, that he is able to appreciate even the demons like Sishupal because of the quality of absorption which he found in them. And therefore Narada Muni is thinking himself deficient. He is thinking himself deficient that I don't have such absorption. So in that purport only Prabhupada says that this is the mood of Srimati Radharani, who considers even if a new devotee comes to him, Srimati Radharani thinks that, says to Krishna, oh, this devotee is better than me. Please accept his offering. So Narada Muni is having that mood of Srimati Radharani. He is saying that these demons are better than me. But the same Narada Muni appreciates a demon like Sishupal, and the same Narada Muni appreciates a devotees like Shukadev Goswami. That's a verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Narada Muni is appreciating Shukadev Goswami. He says that you are not known to have suffered pains in the service of the Guru. You are not known to undergo any purificatory rituals. You didn't go to any Guru's ashram. You didn't serve the Guru. You did not study under the Guru for many years. I don't see any trace of you having executed any sadhana. But still, you have succeeded in attaining the river of nectar made of prema coming from the two lotus feet of Mukunda. It's like Shukadev Goswami is like, in any field of knowledge, say for example, medical field, somebody has to do MBBS and then further some entrance exam and then coaching, and then after MBBS and you slog for the MD entrance, and then again you slog doing the MD and then DM. So by the time a person finishes super specialization, it takes many years actually. And suppose somebody who is actually claiming to a doctor without having gone through any of these processes, he has not gone to the school, he has not gone to any, no entrance, no MBBS, no MD, DM, and he is actually giving some medicine which has not undergone any clinical trials. Then, and these people who have gone through all these process, they will feel that, and they will feel like, how can you, they will say, this person is a quack and he is cheating the people. That's how they would feel insulted actually. They will feel agitated. How, we have gone through all these processes and this person has not gone through any of these things. How can he claim himself to be a doctor? And similar statement is made by Narada Muni to Shukadeva Goswami. You have not undergone any of the purificatory ceremonies. You have not gone to the Guru's ashram. You have not undergone any labor. You have not performed any sadhana. But still you have attained the Krishna prema. You have succeeded in attaining the Krishna prema. Therefore, we can see Narada Muni's appreciation for a demon like Shishupal and Narada Muni's appreciation for a Paramahamsa like Shukadeva Goswami. That is why the Bhagavatam says that Tam Vyasa Sunum Upayami Guru Muni Nam. Narada Muni is not only the teacher of Bhakti Yoga to so many personalities, but Narada Muni also heard Bhakti Yoga, Srimad Bhagavatam from Shukadeva Goswami, as if it had not been heard before, as if he had not heard before. So after being an established teacher of Bhakti Yoga, preacher of Bhakti Yoga, but to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Shukadeva Goswami, as if he had not heard before, so that shows Narada Muni's attachment to Srimad Bhagavatam, attachment to Krishna. He was not only attached to speaking about Krishna. And therefore, Rupa Goswami talks about Narada Muni's absorption in glorification of Krishna. Once when Narada Muni was chanting the glories of the Lord, the bluish lion on the neck of Lord Shiva disappeared. And then Parvati suspected, is it my husband Lord Shiva or somebody else? And out of fear, Parvati left Lord Shiva. Maybe some other man is there. And upon hearing Narada Muni chanting Krishna's name, Balaram saw that his dress had become white. And his blue dress turned into white. And when the cowherd girls saw, when Narada Muni was chanting Lord Krishna, the cowherd girls saw that the black water of Yamuna turned into milk. And then they started churning the water of Yamuna to get butter. They began to churn it into butter. And so in other words, by spreading Krishna consciousness or the glories of Krishna, everything becomes white and pure. Just like when Narada Muni turned everything into pure white. And once when Narada Muni was actually chanting the glories of Krishna, chanting the glories of the Lord, he was shouting the names of Krishna. And when demons heard that shouting, and the demons thought that maybe Narsingadeva appeared, and they hid themselves out of fear. So that means Narada Muni chanting Krishna Katha, it's non-different from Krishna's appearance, or Narsingadeva's appearance. And so once when Narada Muni was singing the names of Krishna, and he went into ecstasy, and in his ecstasy, he stretched his body. And when he stretched his body, his Brahman thread broke. So in this way, we can see Narada Muni's absorption in chanting the, performing Sankirtan, chanting the names of the Lord. So to summarize what we discussed today, we discussed about the different sons of Lord Brahma, how the sons headed by Marichi and other sons, they just got up from the sleep. They were manifested by Lord Brahma. Their lifespan extended beyond the day of Brahma. And Narada Muni is eternal. Narada Muni appeared just like Krishna appears as the son of Devaki. And then we discussed that how Narada Muni is actually, he could deal with diverse varieties of people. And because he also experienced diversities in the Lord's creation while absorbing his mind in the Supreme Lord, He could deal with the diverse varieties of people. And we discussed the quality of Parakaya Praveshanam. As an expert teacher, he could teach to different people, understanding their mood. And Narada Muni's quality as Sura, Asura Yidya, he gained the trust of the demons and the devatas. And we saw how Narada Muni's appreciation of Shishupal, Shukadeva Goswami, and his absorption in performing Kirtan of the Lord. So I'll stop here. Rantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram, Ram Ram.